Okay, next we have Prashant Rao with Kuzu, a graph database management system for Python graph data science.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Prashant. I'm an AI engineer at Kuzu. I'll be talking about graph databases today. Just a quick show of hands, how many people have worked or worked with graph databases or heard of them? Oh, fair number. Okay, so you're in the right room today. I'll outline a bit about what I'm going to cover. I'll start with what graphs are, for those who are not familiar, and then when you need graph modeling. I'll also cover some of the features of a competent graph database management system and what that means. And that leads into the vision that Kuzu has, both as a GDBMS, or that is a graph database management system, and as the go-to solution for graph data science. And I'll end with a walkthrough on how Kuzu makes graph data science workflows easier for the developer. So the first question we must ask is, what are graphs, or networks, as they're sometimes called? They are an abstract representation of entities and relationships. Essentially, an entity is represented as a node, and the way these are connected together is represented by an edge, which is the relationship shown in this figure. And as the figure in the bottom shows, these can get pretty complex and reveal really interesting structures about connected data. And that's exactly what we see in the real world. Graphs are actually one of the most natural ways to represent data. Social networks are, of course, something we are very familiar with, but graphs are very prevalent in many other domains, all the way from drug interactions to molecular networks to traffic networks. In the world of finance, you analyze transactions for things like fraud, and they also are very common in knowledge graphs that encode factual information about the world. Kuzu is a graph database management system, which is a class of database management systems. So I'll start by giving a general overview about GDBMS. You generally have three components to any database system. You have the data model, you have the query language, and you have the system implementation. From the data model perspective, graph data models differ from the conventional relational data model in the sense that you typically represent the data as nodes and edges, and you have key value properties on these nodes or edges. In this example, with this triangle you see here, you have a cyclic relationship of transactions between people, 1, 2, and 3, where the nodes 1, 2, and 3 have property informations on the name, and the edges have the amount of the transaction.